Okay. Good morning, everyone. We are going to hopefully conclude most of the learning the halachos of understanding what bracha is between fruits, vegetables, and other stuff that are shahakal. We are in the middle of Resh Gimel. Now, Resh Bet, Resh Gimel, and Resh Dalet are very intertwined, and you can't learn one without the other. Okay. So, just one quick thing that was mentioned before, just to get out there, is from before. Just a reminder for Zimun. I've been asked a couple times. Everybody agrees, as far as I know, there's not anyone who argues, that vegetables and drinks are mitztaref for a Zimun. The only machloket is lechatchila. We mentioned, you can look back, if you hide your food or not hide your food, should you try and offer bread first or mazonos and then as a last resort get the shahakal? Okay, so that we discussed already. And everyone agrees, lemaisa, even if someone only drinks juice or lemonade, the armin starif. Some say Coke and coffee as well, especially if there's sugar and milk. And I did see one person, although I think most would argue, even seltzer, like water soda. But I think most would say that's water. And everything is mistarif except for water. Okay. And just to point out that it's brought down in the Chok Yisrael, just a reminder that the Zimun is such a big thing. And we see that from Chazal. They make such a big deal about it. But he writes even it's a major big thing for the Malachim to hear a Zimun. And that's why Avraham made sure when the Malachim came, he invited them to eat bread with him. Okay, that's just from before, sorry. Okay, possibly Rav Chaim Vital. It's quoted in the Chok Yisrael. All right, a couple important things to go over, and then we'll continue inside. Okay, we learned before that the bracha is dependent on derech b'nei Adam. What's normal? So just to tackle this issue, what is considered normal? Does it have to be? So we know what normal is, right? The question is, does it have to be majority or not majority? So there is one reference in the Mishnah Berurah. I'll just bring it out there since everyone reads the Mishnah Berurah. There is one reference in the Mishnah Berurah where he seems to say Rov b'nei Adam. But it seems to be all other sources do not say Rov. He certainly seems to be a Das Yachid. And Rabbi Forst, just so we have a modern posek who came after the Mishnah Berurah, does not follow the Mishnah Berurah, and he tries to even explain the Mishnah Berurah because it's difficult to understand why it would be majority. So it does not need to be majority lahalacha. You go by derech ben whatever is normal. Now, what is normal? So we mentioned that briefly. I will. There are different opinions on what you. There are obviously going to be different opinions on what you call normal. You know, if it's less than 1% of the population or 0.1% of the population, but you do see it in the store. So I'll quote the Magen Avraham is one source based on, I think it's based on the Rashba. But anyways, he does say that if you have a mute, so he holds, you drop down the bracha one level. If it would be ha'etz, you go to adama. If it would be hadama, you go to shahakal. Now, there's no real definitions out there. What's normal? What's a mute? But I think you just have to use common sense of what's considered normal and what's considered mute. And that common sense will have a range, no doubt. And I would err to always be, you know, you lower the bracha level to cover yourself so that you're definitely, definitely yotze.
Give one example.
I'll give one example. So here's lemon. So lemon was discussed. What bracha do you make on lemon? So let me first quote from, I mean, it's pretty much Beferish Shulchan Aruch, but I'll quote from Rav Forst where he discusses lemons. He said, lemons, everybody nowadays only makes lemons and grows them, sells them for the juice, for the liquid. Nobody eats lemons. Now, we're not talking about certain types of, there are certain types of lemons that are sweet, and you would say ha'etz on them. So he says, he's not talking about those. That's mentioned in the Kaf HaChaim. But we're talking about just lemons, normal lemons that we have for flavor. Lemonade, no one drinks it except, no one eats it. So he would say that's, if you're gonna drink it, you would say shahako. Okay? However, Rav Yoel says, you can find them in the store, something called pickled lemons. They do exist. I don't think that's, so something like that would certainly not be the derech on the same level where you would keep the same bracha, at least according to the Magen Avraham. And the question is, should you, it's a question, if you, just because they sell it in the store, I'm assuming way less than 1% of the population would eat it. Probably less than 0.1%, but we can argue about the numbers later. It's certainly not a very, so on that, I would probably say it's shahakal to be safe, but there is definitely room to say hadama. Ha'etz, I would stay away from. So that's one example by lemons. Okay. I think I have one other thing to say about that. Yeah, let me give over one important principle. We did learn that if you have a fruit that grows on a tree and the bracha should be borei pri ha'etz and you say ha'adama, so we all know you yotze. What happens if it's the opposite? So if it's a vegetable that grows on the ground and you say ha'etz, again, everyone says you're not yotze, it's not on a tree. What I want to point out, though, it happens to be the, it's a Rashba, it's quoted in Chazon Ovadia. He says that if, again, I don't think everybody agrees to this, but certainly you wouldn't repeat a bracha. If you have something that grows on a tree, at the end of the day, it comes from a tree. But we established the proper bracha is ha'adama. We learned already. There's a couple of examples. It's not the main fruit or whatever the reason is. Or it's not the derech to have it. If it comes from a tree, but the bracha should be ha'adama, and you say borei pri ha'etz, so they say you're yotze. Because at the end of the day, bedieved you're yotze. At the end of the day, it does come from a tree. So that would that ties into the lemons.
Like
banana. It's a question if you call that a tree. So I would say if you said ha'etz on banana, I would not repeat a hadama on the banana because maybe it's a suffix. Maybe it's a tree. Not because it's for sure a tree, but because maybe it's a tree. Yeah, exactly. So, right, okay. Okay, papaya. So we quoted last time that Piskei Tshuva says papaya is hadama. And it turns out that I think all of the Sfarim, right? Papaya is adama. So the question is why? Because we know it's a papaya tree. So this is important for the sake of a klalim. So the main reason they give is because a papaya gives off a fruit within a year. I don't know about your papaya tree, but that's what they say in general. Any tree that gives off the fruit within 1 year is not normal. And again, that's a question why you lose Berei Pi Ha'etz. But
because
The first year you plant the papaya tree. Yeah, sorry.
The first year of its
Thank you.
Saplingness.
Right. So it bears fruit within the first year of planting. Okay, I haven't seen it, but that's what they all write. That's the main reason.
Which would declassify it
from ha'etz to ha'adama. Right.
There's a few people that still say ha'etz, but we don't pass it
like that. Okay, I don't know about orla. It's a good question. I don't know. The brachos, it's clear that the laws of brachos are not the same as the laws of orla. Now, when you read about it, they sometimes compare the two. But then they also, some of them will say, but it's not the same. So we're not there right now. It needs to be reviewed or someone can let me know. Okay. Another reason why papaya is ha'adama is because the whole trunk is hollow. Why that should matter, it's unclear. But again, it makes it it's different. And since it's not your regular tree, it's going to be ha'adama. I heard once, I heard from Rav Yoel, I don't know what kind of source is given for it, but if it's too heavy and it's going to fall and hurt and can hurt your head if it lands, also it's not considered normal and it would not be Berei Pri Ha'etz. So we'll see if there's... But I will say all these are a little bit strange. So it's a good question. It's very good. It depends how hot. Yeah, it depends what you. I hear classic coconut is. I think they say it's haetz. It's a nut.
It's a nut.
I don't know. It's a fruit.
That is what you're saying. In all of these, there's a suffix. So you go hadama.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's. Either way, papaya is hadama. Probably that last category is not holding, but it's. Those are the other reasons given. Again, why it changes the bracha? It's a good question.
Yeah.
100%. Rabbi Forrest is Ashkenazi. Right, exactly. That's what I thought. Orla and papaya is a machlokas, exactly. Okay. Derech b'nei Adam, we discussed. So that might, right, so the Magen Avraham says that lowers the bracha. Okay, that was the call.
The majority of the posts can maintain that there is no Orla.
Okay. Now, let's discuss cinnamon that we mentioned before. Cinnamon. So, according to the classic opinions, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, you see that cinnamon is ha'adama. So the question, not ha'etz, even though it comes from a tree. So let's first understand, starting from there. You open up the Rishonim or the Poskim. Why is cinnamon, it's always quoted as, what was the word, koneel, kanila, whatever the word is. So that's hadama. Why? So the main reason that's given by Tosfos, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, not that I understand, but it says it grows like weeds. Again, we know that the cinnamon that we use grows on trees. Now, it's a skinny trunk, but it's a tree. It grows tall, it lasts a long time, and it has its... It's a thick, strong, not very thick, but it's a strong trunk, bark, and then there's leaves on the top. But they wrote it's more like kanim, more like reeds. So I don't know if they had a different cinnamon than we did or not, but that was one reason given.
There's like reeds with an R.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. And the Rosh gives another reason. Which is for some reason not quoted, or perhaps the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like this reason. He said, the Rosh says, anything that just comes from the tree, any shoot, the bark, is going to be hadama. You don't say ha'etz unless it comes from an actual fruit. Okay. So those are the two reasons given. When they say it's, just for those who want to look at it inside, not really for now, but when it talks about beyovesh, the fact that people have it when it's dry, therefore it's not shahakol. For those who are looking inside, you'll understand. It's when I say it's beyovesh, therefore it's not shahakol, but it's hadama. It's not to bring it down from ha'etz to adama. Okay. Now, nowadays, if you have cinnamon by itself, some will tell you not to say a bracha on it because it's no flavor, and it's not the derech, or it's minimal flavor, and it's not the derech to eat it. We learned in the Shulchan Aruch, anything that's not the derech for people to eat it at all, you say no bracha on it. So it depends. Cinnamon has some flavor. I don't have a definite answer. Most Sfarim will shy away from addressing the word cinnamon by itself. So I don't have a definite answer. I would shy away from saying a bracha on cinnamon by itself. Either nothing or better say it on something. Say a shahakol on something else. Okay. What if you have cinnamon with sugar, okay, and you want to taste some of it? So it seems to be, according to the Pshat reading from the Rishonim Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Forrest says it explicitly, if you put sugar in with the spice, it's a Beferi Shulchan Aruch, any spice that you mix in sugar, and now it's edible, on some level, it's le'achila, and so therefore, you say a bracha on the main spice, because that's really called the ikar. You don't go by the sweetener that makes it more edible. You don't call the sugar the ikar. That's a Beferi Shulchan Aruch. We'll hopefully see it inside today. But you don't go by the sweetener. You go by what the main item is. So therefore, if any spice, you would say, if it grows on the ground or from a tree, it would be ha'etz haradama once you add the sweetener to it. It may or may not be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah, but at one point later on in Reish Dalet, you could learn the Mishnah Berurah saying that by if it's something that's only for, we'll explain this in a second, if it's only for the, you grow it and you only have it for flavor and it's never eaten in any state, even when you add sugar, it would only turn it into a shahako. That we're going to see an example in the Shulchan Aruch. So it's probably according to the Mishnah Berurah, cinnamon with sugar, you would say shahako. But according to many other opinions, it's definitely ahadama.
Let's see. So in Reish Bey, Nizayim about cinnamon, they're talking about some different form of the cinnamon.
So it depends how you learn. We can discuss it. But if you learn according to the... It may have been eaten raw in those days. That's what it seems like, maybe. And so to one extent. That's cinnamon. That's what it was. That's what it is. That's what it always was. Okay, let's discuss it inside. I'm happy to compare inside right after this year. Okay. The Chazon Ish, just to point out, I wasn't sure. In order for it to be borei pri ha'etz, the Chazon Ish writes, it has to live at least 3 or 4 years. Because the whole din of Orla, and then maybe the fourth year, therefore, for the Torah to call it ha'etz, and discussing Orla, Mistama, he writes, I don't know, I didn't see it inside, I saw it quoted, that therefore the tree has to live at least 3 or 4 years in order for it to be, not this particular tree, but I'm saying that species of trees has to last at least 3 or 4 years for it to be brei pri ha'etz. Not just more than a year. Something interesting, let's say you're going to suck on a fruit. Okay, so I saw in Chazon Ovadia and as well in Rabbi Forrest that in order to, the question is it considered food or is it, because you're not drinking it from a glass, you're sucking it from the actual fruit. So what is that considered? So they say, if you're just sucking on it without any chewing whatsoever, then it's called a drink, both for the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona, and for the amount of you need to have. If you chew on it, and then you swallow what you chew, and then when you're sucking it, you're basically chewing on it at the same time, then it's considered a food for the bracha and for the amount. Chazon Ovadia even says if you're going to suck on a candy or suck on ice cream, so he considers that a liquid. So I don't know what others say on that. Okay. We're going to see that if you grow something in a pot, then it's still in dirt, and you still say Brei Pri Ha'etz or Brei Pri Adama. But hydroponics, if it's grown completely in water, so then it's a machloket. Yechav Adas writes, Shahakol. Sheva Talevi says the eights are adama because you go after the general way it's grown, which obviously might change, who knows, in 20 years. But so therefore, it's for obvious reasons, Rabbi Forrest says you should say a shahako, because this way you cover yourself. That's the safest way to go. And he just points out something called bean sprouts, that's what he writes. It's grown in water, but he says that's a hadama lekuli alma because it's coming from the bean. The bean already grew. The bean is already hadama. And it's not like you're planting it as a seed. It's sprouting from the bean. And that's really the ikar is the for the bracha. It's based on the bean. And since the bean's hadama, the sprout's also hadama. Okay. Something important to clarify. We're going to see this in the beginning of Reish Dalet. Today or tomorrow. It's important. There's a phrase in the Rishonim that if a food is leta'ama avidi or velo la'achila, the reason why you grow it and we make it and we have it is only for ta'am. Generally, it's going to be herbs. This could apply to herbs or spices. So, it could be a sweetener also. So the halacha is, it's mentioned two on two topics. One is ikar v'tafel. That's the first thing. which we're going to get to later. The ikar, even though the item is giving flavor, that's not koveya the bracha. Whatever is koveya the bracha is the main food that you're eating. Even if most of the flavor of what you're eating comes from the spice, the bracha is based on the main food. Okay, so and therefore we know that if you have a candy or anything, spices, but it's edible because of the sugar, it's just a sweetener, that's not what's koveya the bracha. The bracha is koveya on the main item itself. Okay, we'll see that inside. Then, here's where it comes up for deciding the bracha. So it's also used, if you have an herb, that's, we're going to see that in the beginning of Reish Dalet. It's an herb, it's only grown for the taste, right? Or they would say the same by a spice, probably. It's not discussed by a spice, it's only discussed by an herb, as far as I know. There's two examples in the Shulchan Aruch, or the Rishonim that I know. And so there, it's brought down in the Torah, you say, if it's grown just for the flavor, then you're going to say a shahakol. Okay? You use it to cook with. You grind it up or whatever, you cook with it. And then you can eat it with the food or not, but you're not eating it for the herb or the spice. You're eating the chicken. You're using it for a flavor for the chicken. It's only grown as a flavor, to give flavor. So then, the bracha, then you always say shahakol on such an item. Let's say it's edible. The question is, this is a little gray area. If it's like eitz ba'alma and it's nobody eats it, then you wouldn't say a bracha at all. But if it's some people eat it, or maybe it has some flavor, that's a question. If it has some flavor, that's how I mentioned by cinnamon. Nowadays, nobody eats cinnamon alone, as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. And so then the question would be, but it has a flavor, so maybe you would say shahakol, maybe you won't say a bracha at all. If you have a spice that really doesn't have any flavor, then for sure it would be no bracha whatsoever. I don't know, maybe cloves?
Cinnamon too, very strong.
And they have a taste. And it's not, and it's a good taste? So if it has a bad taste, it would for sure be no bracha. If it has, right, if it has a good taste, or a tolerable taste that you somewhat enjoy, so then probably you would say shahakol, but that I don't know. That's, okay, we'll leave that. I don't know if it's clear. So, okay. Now, so how does this come up with us? So here, let's say you have, so cinnamon, for example, is something that's grown. We're assuming an item that's only grown for the flavor. What happens is, though, so if you have it by itself, we're assuming, if the example here is going to be a shahakol. Okay, it's edible, it's going to be shahakol. Maybe cinnamon and cloves would be shahakol. We don't know. I don't know. If you add sugar to it, so then what happens? So it seems to be, according to most poskim, mentioned Reforest, Magen Avraham, Aruch HaShulchan, simple reading of the pshat, maybe, you can argue what's the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, is you would say hadama on it. But if it's going to be, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, based on a bach, it would probably be shahakol. Because anything that's lataima, Mishnah Berurah seems to say anything that's for the flavor, if it's grown only for the flavor, then no matter what you do to it, it's always going to be a shahakol. Okay. It's a machlokas. Okay, one last thing I want to bring up, and this is going to be in the beginning of Reish Dalet, is Hartzapam. Okay, so we touched upon this before, and it's again in order for the klalim. Again, this is not a proper be'ion shir. Obviously, we're not going through all reading the makaros inside. We're not saying all the makaros, but hopefully, through this, we get a very good understanding. I would call it more than be'ion, though. I mean more than be'kias. But anyways, what is a hartzapam? So we mentioned it's the inside of the actual palm tree. Okay? So turns out, Rav Heinemann says, you say ha'etz on a hartzapam because it comes from a tree. And if you're not worried about the rush, who says it has to come from an actual pre, so the he paskins this way, because it's this is from an OK article, from the OK in America. So he says it's ha'etz because it comes from a tree, and we all know that hearts of palm are grown in special palm trees only for hearts of palm. That's how it's manufactured, as far as I know, and that's what it says. But why do most poskim write it's a hadama? So one is because it's not an actual fruit that grows on a branch. Also, we learned that some say on a raspberry, for example, we only say hadama, because the little, even though the tree lasts forever or for a long time, the actual little mini branch that grows, that falls off every year. So that's another, doesn't make it a standard tree. Okay? And in order to be Borpia 8, apparently it has to be a standard tree, although that's obviously a debate.
Specifically, the hearts of palm grows from the central stalk.
It grows from the central stalk.
Which changes from year to year.
Right, exactly. Changes from year to year. Kol shekein, if you're going to say adama on a raspberry, kol shekein on a hearts of palm. But raspberries are machloket. And hearts of palm, Rav Heinemann, I think, is a das yachid. At least that's the way it presents it. And I think most would say adama, especially to be on the safe side, right? So we said two reasons. And there's another reason. There is an opinion that says you don't go after why this tree was planted. You go after why most palm trees are in general planted. Now, there are different types of palm trees. So it depends how far you want to take it. But it could be, there obviously is an opinion that says if it's, you look at all the palm trees together, and most palm trees are grown for the dates and coconuts, not for hearts and palm. So since it's not the main purpose of a palm tree, it would be a hadama. Again, just to make everybody happy and to be safe, you cover all your bases if you say hadama. There is one opinion, I believe, you could follow it or not, that would say a shahako. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch said shahako. Even though in those days nobody grew palm trees for hearts of palm, they grew it for the dates and the coconuts. Such a daya that, you know, whatever the Shulchan Aruch says, we just follow it to a T, and therefore, and a shahako does cover anything that grows on a tree. Okay, so that's in a nutshell. I'm not sure how much we can read inside today, unfortunately. But let's see. Let's start with Gimel. Reish, Gimel, Gimel. But at least now everything will flow relatively quickly. Al hama'ozish b'rei pri adama. So I don't know what this is, but it's the Mishnah Berurah says it's like a strawberry. So it grows on a little branch, bush.
Bananas?
Someone has it as bananas. Ma'ozish. The Ben Ish Chai calls it bananas. Okay.
So it's a machlokes. So it's a straw.
Okay.
Banana.
Dalet. Al pirot shemotzin ilan esrak shahakol. Any type of a tree that normally is not known to give off fruit, but it gives off some kind of a berry, it's, you say shahakol, because it's not chashuv at all. Okay. Hey. Bnei Asaf al gavshet bishan v'havyan kiperos enu varech ela shahakol. So also, the berries that come from a hadas, they're not important, so therefore you say shahako. Vav. Al zangavil shemrachinato keshehura tov. So I don't know what this is. It's either a fruit, a spice, or an herb.
But is ginger.
Ginger. Everyone knows it's ginger? Okay, good. So ginger, again, how that plays into nowadays, I think we can apply what we learned. Let's read what he writes. If it's moist and considered normally eaten, so then, b'rei pri adama. V'nir'eh, dehu adin imrachin oto yavesh. But now, it's not normally eaten when it's dry. Then it's, I guess, only as a spice. So then, as a spice, you would either say, I'm not 100% clear if it'd be shahakol or no bracha. It probably depends how it tastes or what the derech is. Kevan.
This is candied ginger.
What?
Candied ginger, sugar. It's soaked in sugar.
Well, which one?
The ginger.
Well, let's read. No, if it's dry, it's plain, unless you add something to it. Let's read inside. V'nira du adin imarachin ato yavesh. But if you crush it down while it's dry. Kevan sh'ayidei kachu ra'ui la'achila. So now you can eat it. Hazangvil ikar umavarech alav b'rei pri adama. So you, in this case, you're saying you added sugar to it?
Meraktin doesn't.
Doesn't say mean you add sugar.
Meraktin means to prepare it.
So if it's prepared and now you can eat it, so then you're going to say bere pri hadama. Only if it's considered, only if it's considered edible, correct?
I think sushi has made it considered edible.
And if you need, and we're going to learn, if you need, in order to make it edible, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah he's saying without adding anything to it. But either way. Once you can, once you, it's in a state where you can eat it, then it becomes hadama. And sometimes it's not edible unless you add sugar to it, which we're going to about to get to right now. Besamim, zayin. Besamim shechukim. This is ground up for sure, right? Uma'uravim im sukar. But now you add sugar to it. So habesamim ikar umevarech aleihem kidin birkat otam besamim. So it would be a ha'etzer hadama once you add sugar to it. Okay, we're out of time. So,
we'll stop. Talks about what happens if you crush it.
Okay.